everybody. Bill Buckmaster along with my friend Ray Allen. Ray engineering and producing the show on the other side of the glass. He may be on the other side of the glass, but he's certainly on this side of the glass in spirit every day. Ray doing a great job for us on this Tuesday, August the 8th, 2017, coming to you from Tucson's Voice. It's AM 1030 KVOI. We've got our worldwide live listening pretty much anywhere in the world. You can hear our program. Just log in to BuckmasterShow.com and KVOI.com. All the podcasts, the complete show archive available on my website 24/7, BuckmasterShow.com. A big news day concerning North Korea. We're going to begin with Voice of America's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman. Steve is a veteran journalist who spent 26 years in Asia, including reporting from Tokyo, subsequently as a VOA correspondent and bureau chief in India, Korea, and Thailand. He also served as VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent based out of the State Department before moving over to the White House. Steve, how are you?
I am great, Bill. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk with you. I was going to ask you about all the remodeling going on at the White House, the first time in 60 years, some of these big remodels going on. I guess that hasn't affected your cubicle there at the White House, has it?
Not directly affecting our cubicle, but very nearby here in the West Wing, in the area where the White House press office is. And I'm not exaggerating, Bill. They are actually trying to stop some leaks.
Real leaks?
Yes.
All right. On a very serious note, the Washington Post reporting, Steve, as you know, that apparently North Korea's nuclear program is way ahead of schedule with the development of a miniaturized warhead. What can you tell us about this? And has the president, I'm sure he has been briefed during this vacation in New Jersey?
Yes, we're actually expecting to hear from the president at any moment up there in Bedminster. He's supposed to be talking about the opioid epidemic, but as you know, President Trump is likely to respond to reporters' questions or go off on a tangent. So we may hear something beyond just that tweet from earlier in the day. Now, CBS News has also matched this report that appeared earlier in the morning in the Washington Post. Now, this is based on a Defense Intelligence Agency analysis. And so I think there's a bit of a caveat that this is not some widespread consensus of the U.S. intelligence community, but just an analysis by one agency, which is respected, but has had a mixed track record in these sort of things. And basically what they're saying is that North Korea has successfully produced a miniaturized nuclear warhead that could fit in a missile, and also that the North Koreans are believed to have about 60 nuclear weapons. And that's a much larger number than a lot of other experts have estimated. And also, according to other parts of the intelligence community, they were expecting that this miniaturization process would still take some years. And there's no indication that they have actually perfected the technology for reentry, you know, having the shield and protecting all of the electronics that would be in the warhead to accurately guide it. But this is, if it is true, it is a significant advancement, much faster than most of the experts looking at this had expected.
Steve, our mutual friend, General John Wickham, was on the program yesterday talking about North Korea. And as General Wickham pointed out, and I know you've talked to him about this too, we're really running out of options. The options are they're almost slim to none concerning North Korea.
Well, there are options. There are just no good options. Negotiation, bargaining hasn't been very successful with the North Koreans, and I think if you speak with most of the experts, they'll tell you, and you know, I would agree with this consensus based on what I've read in my communications with the North Koreans over the years, that these nuclear weapons are not a bargaining chip. They're not even going to talk about anything else significant until they have a successful ICBM that could deliver a nuclear warhead to the United States. and a preemptive attack, preventive attack, whatever you want to call it. Also not a very good option, to say the least, because it is believed that the North Koreans would immediately retaliate and fire massive amounts of artillery, which could reach Seoul, affecting more than 20 million people, including Americans who are stationed at the Yongsan base in Seoul.
Moving off North Korea to the situation with General Kelly, who was going to kind of try to tone down the president, I don't know, take away, cancel his Twitter account or whatever. It wasn't very successful, was it? Wasn't there a tweet storm within the last 24 hours?
Yes. General Kelly had been telling people in the West Wing that he was there to manage the office, not manage the president. And I don't think anybody was expecting that General Kelly was actually going to clear all of the president's tweets or try to get the smartphone out of the president's hands. And that's just an accepted that Donald Trump is going to be Donald Trump on Twitter, and there's nothing that anybody, including his closest family members, can really do about it. And obviously, when he's here in the White House in the morning, he gets on there quite early, and then he's busy. He has intelligence briefings. There are lots of meetings, and staff are able to keep him occupied. Now, when he's up at his golf club in New Jersey or down at Mar-a-Lago in the winter in Florida, it's a much more casual schedule, and so he's got more time to watch television and respond to it in real time.
Are you going to New Jersey, or is that part of a rotating pool experience?
The Voice of America will be the radio pool tomorrow up at Bedminster, but one of our reporters from New York City will be going in. It's logistically much easier for them.
And
I'm actually going to go on vacation starting tomorrow.
Are you? Where are you going?
I'm going back to my native state of Ohio.
Oh, yeah. And as I recall, and of course, Steve, we've been friends since our Las Vegas days, I don't recall you ever taking up playing golf very much.
I did play golf once with some Coast Guard personnel at the course outside of Tokyo on a U.S. military base, and I was told, even though I had absolutely no idea what I was doing, that for an absolute novice, I performed very well on the golf course. There was no money at stake, so I don't think they were just telling me that. But that is one of my very few experiences with golf.
So how's this whole White House gig been for you? I mean, you're now... President Trump had his 200th day in office,
right?
I believe, yesterday, and you came on board went from State Department over. There wasn't a lot to do at the State Department at that day.
After Secretary Tillerson came in, I was on one trip with the new Secretary of State when we went down to Mexico. And then I've been over here at the White House now for about 6 months shortly after the inauguration. And I think for me it wasn't as difficult a transition as some of my colleagues from the other media outlets who were here in the previous administration, because they had something to compare it to.
Yeah.
Although the Obama administration didn't have a perfect relationship with the media here. It's always a difficult relationship between the media and the West Wing, the Oval Office. But obviously in the Trump era, a lot of things are quite unprecedented.
He'll be away from the White House for, is it 3 weeks?
It's a total of a 17-day working vacation, as the White House is referring to it. So, it's a good period of time. And as you mentioned, conveniently, while the president is away, there are these renovations going on, and hopefully that'll be done. We'll see if this government job finishes on time.
And for those that would like to know more about the Voice of America, could you kind of give us a real brief overview of VOA?
Sure. The Voice of America is part of the federal government, but we have a firewall that keeps us independent from sort of any overt government editorial control. We are part of the government. We don't speak for the government. We do and our editorials reflect the views of the United States government, but our news coverage is very even-handed. And when I've had people who have claimed, oh, VOA is propaganda or you must be spinning stories, I've said to them, well, listen to our broadcast, go to the website at voanews.com, read the stories, and if you find anything that you think is biased or slanted or unfair, let me know. And I never hear back from anybody. And VOA has been around since 1942. We do not target Americans or the United States. We have 47 language services. That includes English and then learning English, and then 45 distinct foreign languages. And I can tell you, in some countries, our television newscasts or our radio broadcasts are the most popular source of news in those particular countries or languages, because either there's not a free press, or they're third world countries and they don't have the money to have real sophisticated news operations.
As I recall, you're a star in Nigeria. You do a lot of live shots in Lagos.
Yes, Channels Television. I'm on there quite frequently. And VOA is a household name in much of Africa and also in a lot of Asia, and then during the Cold War in Eastern Europe as well. And the number of the language services are not static. They change from time to time. The first languages we launched with in 1942 were, not surprisingly, German and Japanese. And we no longer broadcast in German or Japanese.
All right, Steve, I'm going to have to let you go. But if folks come to D.C., can they do a tour of VOA? We had a question.
We have a great tour, 12 noon every day, 330 Whoa. Independence Avenue Southwest.
Very cool. Steve Herman, always a pleasure. Great talking to you.
My pleasure, Bill.
Thanks a lot. Tucson now has its own Creole restaurant, named after the classic New Orleans cocktail. Sazerac Creole Kitchen and Cocktail Parlor is located in St. Philip's Plaza at River and Campbell. The New Orleans-inspired menu includes a full range of gumbos and much-loved beignets. See you soon at Sazerac, open daily, 8 a.m. to midnight at St. Philip's Plaza.
American Openings is pleased to sponsor Hands of Hope. Hands of Hope believes every life matters, and they're committed to walking alongside women to provide confidential, non-judgmental care so they can make the best decisions when unsure about continuing with a pregnancy. You can learn more about Hands of Hope at GiveHopeTucson.com. American Openings is a locally owned door and window manufacturer and is blessed to be a sponsor of a local ministry doing so much to protect life.
This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport, with six airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections. I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects helping make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient, and improve mobility leads to a better economy and new jobs through the increased flow of people, goods, and services. More efficient access gets us to where we want to go faster, and that means more time for family. Working together for a better future, more at rtamobility.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
The Twisted Tandoor, the legendary Indian food truck, now has a permanent brick-and-mortar home at Swan and Camp Lowell Drive. The menu expands on the popular Indian classic offerings from the original Twisted Tandoor food truck. The Twisted Tandoor, it's at 4660 East Camp Lowell Drive and on the web at thetwistedtandoor.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Wednesday, a deep dive into America's opioid crisis. Plus, Buckmaster Show history consultant Ken Scoville previews Tucson's upcoming birthday celebration. Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI. We've got our worldwide live listening podcasts and archive on my website, buckmastershow.com.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And I know who I will be consulting with because I do it at 20 minutes past noon every Tuesday, and I do it and look forward to it. Mr. Shelley Fishman. Hello, Shelley.
Hello, Bill. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. And the question I keep hearing when people start talking about the markets and stock, what comes up? You know what the other part is. What comes up must come down. And...
Well, you know, we're on an 8-year ride. It's been a great ride, especially the past, 8-9 months since the election. Unexpected, but very welcome. And now most of the analysts that I consult with and the people that I read are questioning the longevity and essentially the basis for this 2,000-3,000 point upswing. Certainly corporate profits are positive. Consumer spending is good, though not great. GDP growth has been about steady at around 2% almost for the past 7-8 years.
Unemployment,
the real unemployment number and the one that we get fed to us every month are both really down. What we're seeing is low inflation, which is enabling corporations to continue to turn in good profits essentially without building new plants. Which has to stop at some point. Though this month we did get a spike up in wages. We'll see if that's a one-month occurrence or something that can continue month after month. We've had, on average, about 2.2% increase in wages over the past couple of years, and this month we got 2.6%. But, you know, you always caution people that 1 month does not a trend make. You really have to take a look at it over time. If it bends up the curve, then that's good. It means that the employment picture is beginning to tighten to the extent that employers are having to bid up the wages they pay in order to attract employees.
With the healthcare now backburnered temporarily, we're talking, I would assume that the Trump administration, one of their goals will be after the vacation will be the budget tax policy.
Yeah, first of all, there are, as I understand it, conferences going on, bipartisan conferences going on, both in the House and the Senate, that are attempting to figure out how to shore up some of the uncertainty, especially in the non-employer market, in other words, in the independent market, in the private markets, for those people who do not have government subsidies. And it's not a very large number, but it's enough to catch people's attention. And this is really for the first time almost since Obamacare was passed, we're seeing some bipartisan efforts. You know, this is a sixth or a fifth, depending upon who's counting, of the economy and making sure that those markets are at least stable until we can get some real progress in reforming Obamacare or fixing it or however it comes out. From an economic perspective and from an investment perspective, that's really good news.
So a lot of this is guesswork?
Oh, gosh. So yeah, it is guesswork because we don't know how it's going to come out. One of the things you and I have talked about on this program a bunch is how tax reform is going to affect the economy going forward. You know, whether you agree with it or not, we have a Republican House, a Republican Senate, and a Republican presidency. And at some point, those people are going to get their act together enough to pass something that looks like some tax reform. Now, I don't believe it's going to be very comprehensive, but we know for certain that there's going to be a lot of pressure within those three organizations to pull this economic policy to the right a lot. We have never had that happen before, so it's a grand experiment. As you know, what I believe is if you're going to do those kinds of experiments, you need to set some metrics so that you can make some determinations of what steps to take if your grand plan goes awry, if it doesn't work out the way you want it to, how you can correct. So that's what I would encourage. Anything that is not centrist is going to make the markets very wary because the markets like, you know, centrist, not too far left, you know, not too hot, not too cold, just kind of right kind of policies. We'll see what we get. It's likely that we'll get some reform in the corporate tax rate. Whether that comes with reform in loopholes and in repatriation of funds or not from overseas, where there are some, you know, real tax benefits to corporations of leaving those funds overseas. So there's a lot. What I would recommend to our listeners yesterday, actually, Robert Samuelson in the Washington Post wrote an article, and he's been commenting now on economics for, I want to say, 40 or 50 years. He's probably the most well-read and, I think, balanced, if you will, economic journalist of all of them writing. And what he's saying is, look, you know, Trump's growth debate is all about guesswork, and guesswork is the really key word here. We don't know what will happen if we experiment too far to the right. There's a lot of intellectuals in the economics community who believe that they can justify why those essentially supply-side policies will result in the higher growth that is required to make these changes work. There's a lot, probably most economists say, no, there's nothing that would indicate that those kind of supply-side policies are going to work. And they point to Kansas, they point to the first and second Trump, Bush administrations, to show that if you tilt this thing too far, you get, number one, deficits, and you also get further disparities in income between the working classes and the upper classes. So we're going to see, Bill, because, you know, the elections have consequences. But to get a good balanced view, and it's not a very long article, it's not a weekend article, it's a weekday article. Mm-hmm. The article by Samuelson is a really good one. It's called Trump's Great Growth Debate is All About Guesswork. And it's balanced. It's a nice way of looking at the problem.
All right. Good advice from Shelley Fishman. Shelley, again, we were talking about a great eight, you've said like 7 or 8 years on this run. And
yeah, I mean, this bull market
I'm
is
afraid
the second
investors
longest.
May have gotten a little bit spoiled here.
Well, that's right. I mean, when you can throw darts against the wall and anything that they stick in happens to be a good investment, that probably creates a lack of discipline and caution. We've had From the time we pulled out of the 2008-2009 recession, markets were tripled. And so that can make investors fairly sloppy in terms of understanding that gravity works and what goes up will come down, though over time you're okay. So if you're 35, don't do anything. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe if you're 45, don't do anything. But if you're a little older than that and you're not willing to risk a roller coaster ride, as I've said, now may be the time to think about lightening up a little bit on equity investments, making sure you're well-balanced, having serious considerations with your advisor to see what strategies make sense to take advantage of a pullback when that pullback happens. And, you know, this isn't rocket science. It means having enough cash to be able to buy on weakness.
All right, Shelley Fishman. Thank you, Shelley. The best way to reach Shelley,
BuckmasterShow.com.
And there'll be a direct link to Shelley. Thanks, Shel. Have a great week.
You too, Bill.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
The Arizona Wildcats kick off the 2017 football season on September 2nd with Fan Appreciation Night and an exclusive bobblehead giveaway of NFL superstar Rob Gronkowski. There are several ticket packages, including one that guarantees you your own Gronk bobblehead. Go to ArizonaWildcats.com/FB to buy your tickets now and learn more, or call 621-CATS. Single game tickets start at just $12.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org and remember to always start with trust.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. All right, welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the Buckmaster Show presented by Green Things, our favorite place for everybody that's got a green thumb. And even if you don't have a green thumb, they can help you out over at Green Things, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. Green Things, 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk. They're on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Green Things for all of your planting needs, really everything from 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palm trees and desert trees. This is a great time of year right now to think about doing some of your fall planting. Now the rains have come, and boy, things were looking so dry before the summer thunderstorm season, and the plants were looking very stressed. They're looking a lot better right now, so things are doing very well at Green Things. And again, their address, 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk, and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. They have these great workshops that they have available there at Green Things. They've got free gardening advice for you at Green Things. Also, one of our fine sponsors is Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. If you're thinking of a weekend getaway or a midweek trip over to Silver City would be certainly in order. Just 3-hour drive from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to an area that is really a beautiful part of the southwestern United States. You can find out more at going to Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, southwestnewmexico.org for that information about a trip over to Silver City and Grant County. All right, it's time for our Fox Tucson Arts Report. This week's Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, the crown jewel of downtown. An exciting lineup of world-class entertainment scheduled for the month of August. Visit foxtucson.com to view the full list of shows, including Winona and the Big Noise, performing on Sunday, August the 13th at 7 p.m., then Saturday, August the 19th, the Fox Theater presenting Live and Let Die, a tribute to the music of Sir Paul McCartney. So lots of good things happening at the Fox Theater. To view the full Fox Theater schedule and to purchase tickets to see Winona and the Big Noise on August 13th, and Live and Let Die, a tribute to the music of Sir Paul McCartney, on August 19th, visit foxtucson.com. Let's go now to Margaret Regan, the longtime Tucson Weekly arts reporter and writer and the author of two very popular books. She's been very busy this summer. Margaret, how are you?
I'm good, Bill. How's it going for you?
Oh, going very well on this Tuesday afternoon. Margaret, lots going on. Let's begin with the photographer Danny Leon at Etherton.
Lion.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. Danny Leon is he's an extraordinary figure in photography, and there's a big retrospective of his work at Etherton Gallery. Danny Leon is a nationally known guy right now. He has a giant retrospective, even bigger than the one at Etherton, touring through Europe. But Toussonan's got the chance to see his work right here. Atherton Gallery has had a long-time relationship with Lyon. A photograph that I wrote about, you know, Danny Lyon considers himself, you know, an unapologetic activist, and he has all these photos about social justice issues going from way back. He did the civil rights movement. When he was still an undergrad in college in Chicago, he went down to the South and he photographed the demonstrations and the violence against black demonstrators in the South. He's famous for an amazing chronicle of life in Texas prisons in the 1960s, if you can imagine how horrible that was. A lot of them were prison farms. A photograph I wrote about in some detail, and the picture of it is going to be in the Weekly this week, is farm workers right here in Arizona. He took a photo in 1977 of four sort of stoic farm workers. That was the year of a citrus strike right here in Arizona in a little town outside Phoenix called El Mirage, our agricultural area in those days. And it's just this beautiful photo of the tenacity of these people who are doing very rough work in order to give Americans food to eat. And I just love that Danny Lyon is everywhere. You know, the fact that there's this photo from Arizona and the fact that he does these photos of, you know, as I said, the civil rights movement, you know, really important events in our history. And somehow his photos seem to go back and forward in time. You know, you look at those photos of black guys in these Texas farm prisons in the 60s, and they're bent over picking cotton. You know, it's a photo could have been taken 100 years earlier if they had had the technology back then of slaves. So, you know, it's very interesting to me that his photographs resonate across time.
So that article is this week, coming up this week? What about UA Museum of Art?
Yeah, that was, last week I wrote a dance review, so.
You've been very busy.
That's done and gone. Artifact Dance Project, a very good small dance company. But a couple weeks before that, I wrote about, that's a really fun show at the University of Arizona Museum of Art, and I think it's continuing through October 1st, so it's a good idea to get over there. You know, Bisbee's this quirky town with kind of very interesting alternative people. And this couple, they're a married couple. The woman is named Sam, and the man is named Poe. Easy to get those two.
Sam and Poe.
Sam and Poe. They have a gallery right in downtown Bisbee. And they've been working away, you know, at their art for years and years. But this is their first big museum show together. And it's really just a delight. The husband, Poe Dismuke, I think that's how you say his name, he does all these crazy sculptures, like they look like giant crowns and golf carts, and he has a big grizzly bear. Some of them are hanging from the ceiling, and they're all out of found objects. He's also very involved in a go-kart race every year in Bisbee. And, you know, I've never seen it, but apparently people make these fantastic go-karts with all sorts of changing the go-karts that actually do go across the street and in the parade, and covering them with all sorts of funny figures. Like, I think one of his is a giant pencil. So, very fun stuff. And then the woman in the duo, Sam Wolcott, she does just the most beautiful, layered, joyful paintings with all kinds of colors. They're inspired by Bisbee, but they're kind of abstracted. But she also has kind of a serious dimension. You know, you look at her paintings and they look like pure joy. But she also has this serious dimension. You know, if you go through a place like Bisbee, you see again, you know, like Danny Lyon, the layers of history. You see these little old buildings, you know, that were miners' shacks years ago. And she's very interested in painting sort of the deterioration of buildings. And so there is this darkness to even some of her very joyful paintings. If you look at them carefully, you see little architectural remnants, you know, in darker colors in the past. So they're both, you know, quite interesting painters. And it's fun that, you know, the U of A MA got them up here.
And at UAMA has a new director, I believe, or maybe it's an interim.
Interim. Yeah, the previous director, James Burns, in fact, he's given credit for this Bisbee show as visiting or, you know, guest curator. So when I saw that, I thought, uh-oh.
Yeah.
What's up over here? I mean, he's only been there for 3 years.
Yeah, a couple of years.
Yeah, they have a new acting director, and I guess they're, you know, looking at who might fill the needs in the future, putting together some kind of committee. So, you know, the Center for Creative Photography right now is also in the middle of hiring a new director. They have three candidates, and they're expecting to get somebody by the end of this month.
Boy, they've had a lot of turnover. They have really, it's been an unsettled situation, hasn't it? It really, at the Center for Creative Photography, one of the finest.
It's such a tragedy that, you know, that has happened, because their collection is extraordinary. I mean, it's world class.
Yes, it is.
Of the artists that they have, of course, best known Ansel Adams. But, you know, many, many archives of just outstanding photographers. And, you know, they just can't seem to right that ship. They had a great curator there a couple years ago who was forced out. And after that, the director left. And then since then, we have a new curator, but director. But
musical chairs with the curators.
Yeah.
Margaret, we're going to keep you around, actually, for a second segment today, if that's okay.
Oh, okay.
We're going to take a break right here, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about two hot shows about heat as we continue on the Buckmaster Show with Margaret Regan. Thanks. The Regional Transportation Authority is on track to deliver the remainder of the promised projects in the 20-year plan, now in its 11th year. A recent 10-year performance audit finds the RTA sticking to the plan and schedule. The RTA applauds our members and partners for helping us to stay on schedule and to improve our transportation network for everyone. Working together for a better future, more at rtamobility.com. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from top national columnists, plus Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garver on movies, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
What comes to mind when you envision the holidays? If it means surrounding yourself with family and friends as you welcome treasured traditions, just imagine if those moments were paired with sinking your toes in fine white sand and exploring quaint seaside towns. This winter, spend your holiday with a sense of adventure on a family reunion vacation. At Bon Voyage, we specialize in bringing generations together through travel. This is the perfect time to plan. Call Bon Voyage Travel at 797-1110.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday afternoon, talking about the arts with longtime Tucson Weekly arts writer Margaret Regan. And our arts report is presented by, of course, Fox Tucson Theater. Visit foxtucson.com to view the full list of shows. A lot of great shows coming up, including Winona and The Big Noise performing on Sunday, August 13th at 7 p.m. We'll tell you more about some upcoming shows in a few minutes, but let's go back now on the live line with Margaret Regan, who has been very successful with her two prize-winning books on immigration. The most recent is Detained and Deported, Stories of Immigrant Families Under Fire. That book was first published in 2015, and it's really gotten wonderful reviews. It got a starred review in Publishers Weekly. And Margaret, you've pretty much traveled all over the country, maybe even up into Canada, talking about this book over the past couple of years. And people have, of course, lots of questions, because you do your talk and then you do a Q&A, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, I haven't quite made it to Canada yet.
Oh, okay. Well, put it on your agenda.
Yeah, would love to.
What question?
It's very timely because, as you know, under the Trump administration, the plan is to detain many more people. I was just reading this morning about they're transferring a lot of women from New Mexico to a private detention center in Texas that has had a very bad reputation. You know, these private prisons have come under fire for good reason, for really kind of substandard care of immigrants. That's part of what my book, Detained and Deported, is about. Focuses quite a bit on the Eloy Detention Center here in Arizona, which is about the third largest of the detention centers in the United States, has almost 1,600 people there, you know, has a high rate of suicide up there, and record of very poor food and poor medical care. So they're not things that get examined that often because people don't really know about them. They're usually constructed in rural places where not too many people are going to come across them. And they're quite expensive for us. You know, I mean, right now we're spending something like $2.3 billion a year on housing people in these detention centers.
And how many are there, Margaret?
I think there are about 250, but, you know, the number goes up and down. And some 60% of them are run by these private prison corporations. So we don't have, you know, nominally they're overseen by ICE, Immigration, Customs, and Enforcement, the federal agency. But, you know, as I would put the stress on the word nominally, they, you know, they operate as private businesses. And it's interesting to compare that ICE does run one detention center in Arizona, and it's far superior to its neighbors run by the formerly known as the Corrections Corporation of America. They changed their name after a lot of bad publicity. They're now called CoreCivic, which sounds so much more positive, but their detention center, which is actually run by us, you know, we the people, operating as the federal government in Florence, is much better. The food is renowned for being very good, actually, and edible. And they have open-door policy. Families can visit 7 days a week. You go down the road to the Eloy Detention Center run by the Private Prison Corporation. The food, you know, by all accounts, is inedible. The guards treat them, you know, like prisoners. They put them in solitary for punishments. And one of the worst parts of it is that family visits are so limited to just a few hours on Saturday and Sunday.
Sounds like there's parallel universes then with the way the two operations are run.
Yeah, exactly. That's the direction the U.S. has gone in, you know, with the big uptick in detention. It's kind of like the war in Iraq when we got over there. You know, you need these fleet private companies to come fly in and build your stuff for you. That's how we got mixed up with Blackwater in the first place. You know, it's kind of like that. You know, you have a big increase in immigrants being detained behind bars, and you turn to the private sector to build these things fast, but then you can't keep them to the standards that you might want to uphold.
Speaking with Margaret Regan, longtime Tucson Weekly. I believe, Margaret, you started back in 1990.
Yes, that's correct, Bill.
At the Weekly. Jim Ninsel is now the editor. I think that was a very good move.
I'm thrilled to have him.
I know you are. Jim cares a lot about the arts, and you've got a couple of hot shows that you plan to be visiting and writing about this week. Where are you headed?
Yeah, well, just downtown to the neighborhood around 6th and 6th still has a lot of little galleries.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, now that, you know, their monsoon show has closed at Raíces Taller, and now that our monsoons apparently are gone, it's been replaced with a show called Ay Que Calor, which means how hot? How hot is it?
If the monsoons come back next weekend, they'll have to change the name again.
Right.
The show.
Well,
but right now,
very,
it's
very
hot.
Pleasant. It's hot, so I'm going down there.
Yeah.
And as you know, that's often a politically oriented gallery as well, and so they said, It's not just about the heat. It's about people's passions and anger right now, you know, at our political situation. So, and then right next door at Contreras Gallery, which is also a very nice gallery, does a different show every month, which is a challenging schedule for anybody. Michael Contreras, you know, he's a member of the Contreras family. Excuse me, his father had a jewelry making business years ago. I mean, the father is long gone, but, you know, Michael continues the tradition. He does jewelry, but he and his wife, Nada, also do these art shows, and their show is called Tropical Heat Wave.
Oh.
So the two galleries, almost side by side, are both focusing on the heat, so I expect to get to both of them this week.
And I think that gallery has been around quite a ways. I mean, you started writing about arts in 1990, and downtown really was going through such growing pains, wasn't it, in the 90s, and the reflection in the arts was like kind of hit and miss. There aren't many galleries still around from those days, are there?
Well, you know what it is? You know, it's funny. I often think of those days in the 90s when I went down there, and it was kind of interesting to go downtown. It felt like, you know, a desert wasteland. You know, I was the only person. You know, I'd go into these little galleries. But the plus side of it was rents were very low, and there were lots of galleries downtown, often very small scale. But these young people would just rent a gallery space and start galleries. And we had Dinnerware. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
An excellent
Dinnerware
gallery.
Sure.
Central Arts Collective, and lots of little galleries, you know, popped up. And I think now, you know, as you see that downtown is thriving in other ways, that's often bad for the sort of alternative art scene where, you know, rents go up and then those little galleries just can't afford to be there anymore. So there are a few at 6th and 6th, but right now it feels like we're in a little bit of a downturn period for galleries. When they had their summer art tour of the Central Tucson Art Galleries in June, Mike Dominguez of Davis Dominguez Gallery, which is a long-timer downtown, he said, geez, you know, we're a little bit in a downturn. We used to have, you know, 10 people in this organization, 10 different galleries. Now I think there were only 5 or 6. So, you know, the arts go up and down with the economy.
All right. Margaret Regan, thank you very much for spending an expanded edition with
us.
and I had a good good visit with you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Phil.
This week's Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show is sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater. Just ahead this Sunday, August 13th, the Fox Theater welcomes Winona and the Big Noise, Roots and Revival Tour. And then coming up on August the 19th, the Fox presents Live and Let Die, a tribute to the music of Sir Paul McCartney. Late Night Cataclysm is coming Sunday, August 20th. This is really a side-splitting comedy. Always draws a big crowd. Folks have a lot of laughs, so should be a great time had by all. So to view the full Fox Tucson Theater with their schedule of world-class performances, community events, and, of course, classic films, go to foxtucson.com. All right, coming up this afternoon, it's Mic Check with Mike Shaw. Mike Shaw, along with Ray Allen, they'll put together their hour from 4 to 5. Wake Up Tucson, the midweek edition for Wake Up, is tomorrow from 6 to 9. Buckmaster Show, back with you tomorrow. And we're going to do a special deep dive from noon to 12:30 on the opiate crisis in America. So that should be very interesting tomorrow. On behalf of Ray Allen, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.